This is Triple J Breakfast with Matt and Alex.
All right, very big podcast for you today, including three incredible artists who just been announced on Triple J's One Night Stand.
You've got yourself quite an exclusive, if you've picked up this podcast, out of the, how many podcasts do you reckon we've done together, just myself and you?
Oh, 2 years and a month and a two.
2 months, maybe 300 a year, let's say.
Oh, maybe two
240 a year.
Jono, our producer, do you know how many podcasts we do a year?
Yeah, five a week. You guys have approximately 8 weeks off out of 52. So 44 times 220. Skip a few.
So 400.
Some shows are just not funny enough to put up a podcast.
In the 410, let's say, around about podcasts we've done, you're going to hear something that's only ever happened three times.
Yeah. Keep it ear out.
The thing is, you won't hear it. That's why it's so exclusive.
I actually don't know about all of these things either.
Oh, well,
so I'm interested as well.
There's two other instances that have happened.
That's for another time and place. Maybe when we're 60 years old and retiring. But today, we got some artists on, and you've probably already seen it if you go on the Triple J website. That I'll leave two for the surprise, just in case you haven't heard it. But one of the artists is Earth Boy, and he jumped in the studio and had a chat to us about being on the One Night Stand lineup. Now, unfortunately, it's quite early for these hip-hop artists, isn't it?
We know for a fact that he had an album launch, or like a little preview to his album, which comes out on Friday, last night. So, I mean, he would have gotten at max maybe 4 or 5 hours sleep.
He said to me in the producer booth, he's like, first show back, boys, new vocalist on tour, Bertie Blackman's joining him. There was a lot of media in the room, a lot of pressure. So a little bit of a blowout afterwards.
Yeah, as you do.
And so when we were chatting with him and a listener happened to be on the phone, he on air dropped the name of the place that the One Night Stand's going to, which we are keeping secret.
Yeah. So, I mean, not many people know. I even barely remembered this morning when I was asking Alex, I was like, where is it again? So it's like, it's very much on the hush.
Yeah.
Someone's told Earthboy that though.
And Earthboy says it, oh, have you been to this place before? And me and Matt look at each other and go, and so what we did was used the quite cobwebby dump button and quickly took away the last 10 seconds of what was going out. So you will not be hearing what has gone to air because we got it just in time.
Yeah, so you know what happened. But to your everyday person just driving her to or from work, they're probably just thinking that the ABC transmitters suck because there's a big old glitch in the system. And you'd be like, oh, that didn't sound right. Obviously some transmission errors. Nope, that's some Earthboy brain errors.
And to briefly explain it, we're always in 10 seconds delay in case anyone accidentally says a swear or anything. So we don't normally use it for this sort of thing. So what you actually hear is that 10 seconds of delay just disappearing.
Yeah, gone. And then suddenly it's live and you'll hear Earthboy going, oh.
Head in his hands.
After he'd said it. So keep an ear out for that. And there's another Matt and Alex podcast exclude for you. So thanks very much for downloading it. And keep that little secret between us, eh?
Bye.
I'm Triple J, that is MIA with XXXO. I would certainly go with the XOXO if anything. You don't do a triple X, then an O.
No, too suggestive.
Signing off a text.
Too suggestive.
MIA, just sort it out.
XOXO. I tell you what, though, you never get the OXOX.
Never start with an O, do you?
No, you never start with the hug.
And that's, but ironically, that's usually how it begins if you are doing the physical hugs. You don't kiss and then do a hug.
Oh, I don't know. Because, I mean, if you're doing a hug and then you go for the kiss, your face is already past their face. And the only point of contact you could possibly go to from there would be the neck kiss. So
watch out for the neck kiss. Gets dangerous, Matt Corby. At the start, Knife's Edge, the name of that song, at 13 minutes past six this morning. Those hugs and kisses could be coming out at a one-night stand.
Oh,
great place to meet people.
That's often how a one-night stand starts, with the hug and the kiss.
Free concerts, regional part of Australia. Who will be playing? We are unsure, but thank you for your text on 0439757555.
And I want to say thank you if you are driving home from a one-night stand right now.
Or walking. Stride of Pride.
Stride of Pride. Or you're on your bike.
Talk to a friend who I was telling me he had to ride home after a
one-night stand.
And he was in the tux going over this, like it's 11 a.m. in a tux, the collar's open, riding a fixed gear bike over a bridge next to lots of traffic. That was an interesting one.
How did they get to the one-night stand from...
Same way. Bike.
What, just biking? Did they at least...
The dink, my friend. Okay. Never underestimate the power of the dink.
Dink before you dink.
Adam from the Central Coast. The Rubens, for sure, for one-night stands. Got another one here saying Flume should play. Flume played a couple of years ago in Dubbo, so not sure if he'll make the double one.
Double.
Dado from Newbra reckons it could be perhaps our old mate from the turn of the millennium, Billy Piper. Which would be a boil over, should Billy get the call up.
This is the soundtrack to many a one-night stand. Oh, wait, I thought we were going to go up it.
Who knows? The good news for you this morning is that up next we will be playing you some live music recorded from the one-night stand, because if you cannot make it along, Triple J broadcast the full thing into your wireless. The wish lists are coming in, and Knowlesy getting lots of votes,
as per usual.
We'll have to wait and see.
Knowlesy and his Imperial just rocking up.
He's got the crew behind him at this point in time. It's always a good time, and one artist who I'm sure will be there will be Scotty the Garbo. Hello, Scotty.
Hello, Matt. Hi, Alex. Hi, Matt. How are you, boys?
Good, thanks, Scotty. No stranger to one-night stands yourself.
No, mate. Isn't that great news? It's back on 18 months. What, the budget a bit slow last year, was it?
Well, yeah, you joke, but, I mean, we copped some cuts.
I thought so. I thought, what's going on there?
We had the Beat the Drum concert last year.
Yeah, that's right.
That was a big one. But anyway, moving on from that, you've been to a couple of Triple J one-night stands. It's hard to keep Scotty the Garbo away, even if it means a road trip. What are some highlights from over the years?
Mate, over the highlights, I'd have to say Tumby Bay. I mean, there was Art vs. Science, Birds of Tokyo. The local guy I remember was Joshy Willow. Remember him?
Played really well.
And the Jezebels, mate. What a night. Ooh. Just north of Port Douglas. I just come back from Port Douglas, that's why it's on. Just north of Port Lincoln, sorry, yeah. Up there on the Eyre Peninsula.
Eyre Peninsula did rock with those ones. I remember that's probably one of the smaller towns that the Triple J one-night stand has been in, only a couple of thousand or so. Only two pubs in the venue, the Red Roof Pub and the Blue Roof Pub. Which one did you go for there,
I went to the Blue Roof. That was the one closest to the water, was it? Because the Red was closest to the water or something, I think. I went to the Blue one.
I do remember the Art vs. Science Boys dancing on the pool table as well at one point.
Correct. What a good night. But they're always good. That's the beauty of the one-night stands. We go to regional areas, small towns like that, and everybody just gets in and has a great time.
Scotty, for someone who, you've travelled to so many of these long distances, you're at Mildura as well, I remember offering you a chip. what suggestions would you give to people, after we do announce the lineup and when we do finally reveal location? What would you say to people who are looking to travel?
Who's going to travel? First, get onto your accommodation straight away, right? Mm. Get onto the accommodation, book that, secure that, and then, mate, the rest is pretty easy. Just get pumped, ready for a good night,
Sounds good.
Just count it down. So virtually just your accommodation, but if sometimes I've roughed it just hanging out in the car or just being a garbo, just rock up and just bum out somewhere, somebody will give you a bit of a lay down somewhere. Talking about one-night stands, you might be lucky.
That's the garbo code there, Scotty. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll catch you right up.
Thanks, Scotty. Picking them up, putting them down. Thanks, boys. All the best.
Thanks,
cheers.
Scotty. And this is what you'll be able to see, because artists really pull out all the stops to put on excellent performances such as this. When the Rubens did perform the one-night stand in Dubbo in 2013, they got another artist, Seth Century, up on stage with them to cover this track from The Roots. It's called The Seed, and here it is for you. Live music, Triple J. Matt and Alex are with you today. Sound checks will be taking place in a regional part of Australia as part of Triple J's one-night stand. It's not too far away at all. And we get to announce this morning the bands who are going to be playing the One Night Stand. About a few people getting slightly confused at 7 a.m.
I'm seeing the text line, people thinking that Veronica and Lewis just explained who the people in the lineup were on their promo just then.
What do you think these bands have in common? Flume, Hilltop Hood, Silverchair, Ballpark Music, the Jezebels, the Rubens, John Butler Trio, Washington, Art vs Science.
Well, they're just a collection of Australia's biggest and best artists in the last 10 years.
Sure, but something more specific.
They all have vowels.
Okay.
They've all played Triple J's One Night Stand.
Yeah, played.
In the past.
Yeah. If that was this year's, I mean, that would be one heck of a lineup.
Not doubting that. We do have three to announce for you this morning. None of the previously paid Triple J One Night Stand artists. We've got three brand spanking new ones.
Three newbies.
And we're going to start right now because we have the first of those three mystery artists on the phone. Hello, mystery artist.
Oh, hello. What's going on?
I don't know. Why don't you tell us what's going on? Where do we find you?
You actually interrupted my meal. I was about to have some delicious pho. I'm in the middle of America right now. I've been living on a bus for a month, and I've played 22 shows in 30 days.
Are you the Venga Boys playing the One Night Stand on the party bus?
That's me. I'm the Venga Boys.
Okay.
What an announcement. Who would have thought? The Venga Boys. I mean, you do like to party.
Yeah. We're going to Ibiza.
Well, that's not where One Night Stand will be this year. One Night Stand will be somewhere in Australia, and I guess we can announce right now that you're not, in fact, the Venga Boys, are you? Please announce for us, reveal yourself, the first act for One Night Stand 2016.
It's me, Alice in Wonderland.
Yay! Hands are in the air.
Really.
Alice in Wonderland joining us from the States at the moment. That's so great. First artist on the lineup. Are you pretty pumped?
I'm so pumped. I'm actually kind of nervous because I'm trying to plan some stuff for it.
Ooh.
While being on the road.
What stuff are you planning?
I can't tell you that, mate.
Ooh. Fair call, mate. Fair call. Hey, we'll make sure however you get to the One Night Stand, depending on where it is in Australia, that we won't chuck you on a bus forever because I'm sure you're sick of it. What has it been like being on a bus for a month?
Okay, firstly, I've brought Golden Features with me, so we've been kind of having adventures all around America, eating really awkward, weird food that is way too fried for life. I got grills done in Texas before my show.
For your teeth?
Yeah. Not as a serious thing. I'm not going to walk around with grills, but I thought, when in Texas. And the guy was like, he offered. So now I've got gold grills.
Oh, wear that to the One Night Stand and drop Nelly's track Grills. Smile for me, Nelly.
That's the reason why I got them. That's the only reason. It's been crazy. We've literally been living on a bus together. 22 shows in a month. It's all been kind of incredible, really. Definitely visited places I never even thought I would go to. So that's also fun.
Who would you say is the smelliest on the bus?
Is the what?
Is the smelliest. Who's stinking up the bus the most?
I'm just going to say Golden Features.
Yeah.
Okay, the whole band. Yeah, him. Yep, for sure.
Yep. Get him on there. I mean, it'd sweat under that mask.
Hear this.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm saying him because I know it's going to piss him off.
Don't worry. Well, I'll let him know that you passed on those words.
Well, Alice in Wonderland, we'd love to talk to you for ages. You got some pho to eat, though. So you head back into the pho shop, grab that, and we will see you somewhere in regional Australia. Wow. And we can't wait for you to drop a few huge bangers. What did you say you were planning again? I forgot. I didn't hear it quite properly.
Oh, yeah, no, I was planning not to tell you.
Oh, right. That was my mistake. All right. Well, let's play some Alice in Wonderland right here. Maybe if you do live in a regional part of Australia, you could be moshing to this live. This is featuring... Are you getting pulled? Is the bus getting pulled over, Alison?
I just gave them the middle finger.
No, don't F the police. Don't do it. They don't take kindly to it. All right, well, we'll let you get back to the situation. What's happening? What's happening? Alice, stay on the line. We're going to play Alice in Wonderland. You're on Triple J. That was Alice in Wonderland and Take It to Reality. Alice in Wonderland still with us because there were sirens in the background when we left her. Are you okay, Alison?
Fine. They just actually overreacted. I'm actually to be honest, I'm wearing a quite an offensive t-shirt, so
Oof.
It says get off my dick. It's a 1986 Beastie Boys t-shirt, and on the back it says, "Get off my dick," and I'm just like walking around offending every policeman.
You can't say that on radio. That's the motto here.
Yep.
That's all what right. Alison Wonderland
well, thanks. Do. Thanks, Alison. We can't wait to see you in on One Night Stand night. It's going to be absolutely massive. We've still got two more guests to announce.
Yeah, very interesting. I heard you don't even know who you're playing with at the Triple J One Night Stand.
No, because I like surprises, right?
Okay.
Excellent. You're a well, I'm not going to tell you. So, there, two can play at that game, Alison Wonderland.
Okay, well, you know what? Fine.
All right.
I like surprises.
Well, you're going to be surprised when we announce them a little bit later on this morning. Absolutely cannot wait.
It's coming up in about 15 minutes' time. It'll be beautiful. Alice in Wonderland, we will see you at the Triple J One Night Stand.
Awesome. Peace.
Stick with us. A live track from Birds of Tokyo up next from previous One Night Stand. You're on Triple J.
A true legend of Aussie hip-hop, Earthboy, has returned with his fifth solo album, The Past Beats Inside Me Like a Second Heartbeat. Three years in the making, the Sydney MC has penned a beautifully crafted autobiographical body of work, covering his personal heritage as well as that of the city he calls home. The Past Beats Inside Me Like a Second Heartbeat by Earthboy, our feature album on Triple J.
Yeah, Earthboy back in 2016 with an incredible album and one man who knows Aussie hip-hop, the only man qualified to review it, is my dad from the mean streets of Warrnambool, Victoria. Hello, Dad.
The whole music world. Oh, good morning, Alexander.
Wait.
And all Triple J listeners.
What were you just singing?
Just a little ditty, mate.
Okay. Do you want to give us more of a rendition?
We've got the whole music world in our hands. We've got the whole music world.
Dad calls me yesterday and says, hey, this should be Triple J's new theme song. What do you reckon? I said, I'll think about it, Matt.
We've got the best station in the land.
Did you pen this yourself, Ian?
Yes, all from the tip of my little pen. Now, in a packed program today, dear listeners, you'll find out that Matt likes to hold hands at the movies, which always seems to startle some strangers. You'll find out that you never want to iron a four-leaf clover because you don't want to press your luck. And the fact that there is a highway to hell and a stairway to heaven says a lot about the anticipated traffic load.
Very good.
Okay.
Now, Dad.
And if you're lucky, you'll find out how to save a local government manager from drowning. You take your foot off their head. But anyway,
Dad does not like local governments. Now, Dad, we're here to talk Earthboy, all right?
Jesus.
His album this week, what did you think of The Past Beats Inside Me Like a Second Heartbeat?
Well, the title's too long, but Earthboy still is.
Wow, just shots fired immediately.
45 minutes of clever melodic hip-hop stories supported by feature artists who are unknown to me because I only received the disc and no track notes. Apologies to listeners, I want a royal commission into that, please.
Righto. But musically, sounding all right?
No, it's sounding very good. Better tracks. Straight onto it, mate. Better tracks.
Yep.
No time for fooling around. Track number 10, Little Girl's Dad, is by far and away the standout for me. As a father of a beautiful daughter, this track melted my heart.
Aww.
While it sounded simple and melodious, it's also serious, truthful, and touching.
What about your beautiful son? What about him?
Yeah, but this is titled Little Girl's Dad, mate.
Yeah, so look, you got to get Earthboy to write another song, Dyson, if you want any of...
My Get Little Boy.
What about the song Wolves at Bay?
Well, it's not on my better track list, but let me turn to it. No, theme. Money, power and politics, yes, and process of suit-wearing wolves. No, it's good. Slow-paced. The chorus has a very flat effect and it's monotonal but impressive.
All right, well, let's hear it. Here we'll be back with Ian Dyson, My Father, with a star rating. After this, you're on Triple J.
You do it. On Triple J, it's by Earthboy. Wolves at Bay was the name of that track. It's off our feature album this week. It features Solo and Caitlin Park, and the album that we're looking at is The Past Beats Inside Me Like a Second Heartbeat.
Yes, it's currently being reviewed by my father, Ian Dyson. Later on, we do get to reveal to you more artists who are playing Triple J's One Night Stand right now. We're getting some stars out of the old man. That song, Wolves at Bay, was not too bad. Well, you better sum up this album for us, Steady-O.
To give Earthboy the credit he deserves, he's a thinker and he's got something to say. He weaves his meaningful lyrics with impressive beats and gives you sufficient variety in topics and musical tempo to make it worth your while to listen. Listening to this album just emphasised to me the excellent quality and variety of music on offer here at your Triple J, so I say, we got rappers and hip-hoppers. In our hands, we got house and metal bands. In our hands, we got electropop and indie groups. In our hands, all here at Triple J. Hit it.
Alex's dad, Ian Dyson, gives this week's feature album 4 out of 5 stars.
Oh, that's up there. That's
only 4?
Wait,
hold on.
Wait, who's this?
Who's what? Only 4 stars. Ian, what's going on? Is this a stitch up? I heard all the stuff you were saying about the album. You seem to love it.
Oh, no.
Matt, have you taken some supplements?
No, it's not me.
Is that Earth Boy in the studio?
Yes, Earth Boy. Sorry, Ian. He's been listening the whole time.
Oh, my goodness.
Earth Boy, how are you this morning?
Up at 4.5.
Oh, it's gone up. That's brilliant work. Good morning, right. Earth Boy. What on earth are you doing here?
I just, whenever anyone judges my albums, I turn up.
You have to be there.
Well, I've got to say,
Earthboy, I don't judge anyone. I evaluate the music you put out.
And evaluate it well, you do.
Well, I was going to say, 4 stars for an Aussie hip hop album. You're at least punching 2.5 above the usual for these sort of ones.
That's worth a normal 6 or 7 out of 5, isn't it?
Definitely. Thanks very much, Dad.
Well, we need to get to the bottom of why you're in this studio right now, Earthboy. Are we allowed to talk about this then?
I think so.
I mean, I did come down the down Parramatta Road at 7 o'clock this morning, which is surprisingly, you know, packed and jammed. Sydney is getting it going on early, and you know, I go down to the reception downstairs, and the lady's helping me in, and there's this little sound that's just playing in the background the whole time, and she took a little while, and it's just work, 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 work.
What's that?
There's some sort of thing down at ABC reception, and I figure like maybe this is like a staff morale thing. Just
right.
A little voice that's like work.
Is that
work,
actually
work.
Is that actually there? I haven't heard that.
Yeah.
Are you saying you want to get away from the traffic in the mornings, away from the work, get into a regional part of Australia?
That's exactly what I was saying. Sorry, it took me a while to get to it. But yes, that's what I'm saying.
So you decided the morning of all mornings to surprise us by dropping into the studio happens to be just coincidentally the same day that we announce the lineup for One Night Stand 2016.
Blows my mind. It is blowing my mind.
Well, Earthboy playing One Night Stand! Yeah. All right, stay in the studio, Earthboy. We'll have a chat to you about this because we've already announced one incredible act. Earthboy, good morning again to you.
Good morning. I'm so happy to be here.
For a surprise, popping by for the announcement of One Night Stand. You are part of the lineup alongside Alice in Wonderland. You pop into a few places though. Emma Sexton said the amazing Earthboy popped into Katoomba High School last Friday.
I did,
to perform and chat.
Yeah. I chatted with all the school students. I went to Katoomba High when I was growing up.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yep, it was great. It was sort of, I was talking to them and it occurred to me halfway through the conversation that given my track record at school, I'm just surprised that I even got invited back.
Yeah. You would likely have not been at that class that you were teaching. You would have been wagging or something. No.
Yeah, that's right.
Just joking.
Some of the teachers there, remember you?
There was one or two and that's what I was like. I mean, I think I retired prematurely a bunch of the school teachers from my days as a student. So, yeah, I mean, the first thing I said was like, the last time I was in this assembly hall, well, actually it was when I did the HSC, but was when I got suspended in the final kind of like dance.
Oh, no. Oh, man.
Great role model back. Telling him you make it.
They're going to be jumping up on stage at Triple J's One Night Stand. Danielle is pumped. You've never been to one before, Danielle?
No, I haven't.
Are you excited for Earthboy and Alice in Wonderland?
I am super excited.
Okay.
We were going to before because Daddy Al is with us here and we're going to be coming up to the news after 8 a.m. Earth Boy, thank you so much for hanging out with us. We're going to be catching you somewhere in Australia for Triple J's one night stand.
Very exciting.
And we're going to be announcing that later. Thank you very much, Daddy Al.
Thank you.
We've
have
also got
day.
No, you too. We've also got another artist going to be calling after the 8 a.m. news.
Who could it be? Who's joining Earthboy and Alice in Wonderland on stage at an undisclosed location?
Got any ideas, Earthboy?
Looking forward to it. Well, you know, I the last time I actually did it with The Herd and we did it at Port Pirie.
Okay. So, it could be anywhere around Australia. Well, that'll all unfold. Spot.
Right now, it is 8 o'clock and time for the news. You're on Triple J. Good morning.
Rattlesnake is the song. It features Dan Sultan, who was at Mildura in 2014 as part of Triple J's last one-night stand.
Yeah, put in an awesome show alongside people like Illy, people like Rufus.
Violent Soho.
Exactly.
The Jungle Giants.
It was an excellent show in Mildura, and it's been a couple of years now since Triple J put on a one-night stand, which is a massive free concert for a regional part of Australia that doesn't get a whole heap of live music. And this morning, we've given you the we've been given Matt the excellent task of announcing the lineup for the festival. We don't know where it'll be just yet, but we currently know that Alice in Wonderland is going to be playing it, and that Earthboy is going to be playing it. It's totally free, drug and alcohol free.
Do we
all
know
ages.
When it'll be?
We're going to let you know in about 15 minutes' time.
Ooh.
The date. But right now, it is time to talk to another artist, the third artist who will be playing Triple J's One Night Stand. They join us on the phone right now. Hello, mystery artist.
Hello.
Where do we find you right now, mystery guest?
Your mystery guest, I am in Paris. I should say we are in Paris.
What?
And
does that mean that you are a band and not a solo artist?
Well, that's what I figured, you know, as the first line came out, and I thought, I reckon I have to say we, because that's more accurate. So, yes, we're a band.
Okay. What kind of music would you say you play?
I reckon it's sort of folky and rocky, somewhere in between that sort of, you know, world.
How many we's are we?
It's five.
Okay. Who is the loosest of the five?
The loosest unit.
Oh, it's got to be Tim.
Tim.
I know a band with someone called Tim in it who loves a little run around. Are we talking to Killian from Boy and Bear?
Yes, you are.
Oh, yes! Yay. The third artist playing the Triple J one-night stand, Boy and Bear, joining Earthboy and Alice in Wonderland. Hey, Killian, how are you?
I'm good, guys. How you doing?
Great. Oh. Well, I mean, what did we catch you doing in Paris?
Well, currently I just finished a lovely fillet of beef with some kind of mustard sauce, and now I'm just getting ready for the show tonight.
Oh, sensational. Oh, well, let's get a taste of some music from Boy and Bear right here, and we'll be back to have a chat with Killy and see how the Boy and Bear boys are feeling about Triple J's one-night stand. Good morning. You're with Matt and Alex. With Walk the Wire on Triple J, joining Alice in Wonderland and Earthboy as the three artists playing Triple J's One Night Stand in 2016. Next week, we're revealing where it is. But right now, we are chatting to Killian from Boy and Bear on the phone.
You're about to gear up for a gig, Killian. I'm sorry. Look, I can't reveal where the One Night Stand is happening this week, but I can reveal that the stage will not be motionary, okay? And you're used to working on moving objects, am I right?
Wait, what do you mean motionary?
Wait, is that a word?
Stationary? Yeah,
well, stationary.
Oh, God.
No, I mean it won't be motionary. It won't be in motion.
The stage will be stationary.
I think you're right, because I'm on a boat right now.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
What are you doing on a boat, Killian?
Well, oddly enough, there's a stage on a boat, and that's literally, we're on the Seine, and that's going to be tonight's show.
Oh, wow, cruising through Paris. What's the deal? I mean, is this like one of those, bucks or hens nights boats where you guys are going to play and then someone's going to come out nude, or what? Why are you on a boat?
I have no idea, but that would be a fantastic result, you know. Look, recently we had a number of bras thrown on stage, so really coming out nude is just the next step.
What?
Boy and Bear getting some unmentionables thrown at them. Where was this happening?
Edinburgh. They're a bit wild up there.
It's cold in Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
What are they doing?
There it is.
Well, I was just thinking, it is cold. You can't lose one layer, especially around there.
No.
Goodness me. Okay. Dear, well, that potentially could be happening in a secret part of Australia. Next week is when we're announcing where Boy and Bear, Alice in Wonderland, Earth Boy and Triple J will all be heading to put on a massive concert. Have you played much around regional Australia before, Killian? Do you know the lay of the land? What do you like about getting out to the places outside the major capital cities?
We've played heaps, yeah. We were just talking about it before, actually, in the van room with Tim, and we're just going through. We did about a 2-month regional tour, I think, on the back of the last record. So I love getting out to the places I never would have gone to otherwise. It's always fun, and the people are lovely. The show's great.
Oh, man, we cannot wait to have you take the stage at One Night Stand. We're going to announce where that's happening in a little while, maybe a couple of a week or so. But enjoy the party tonight, Killian, on the boat.
I will.
And hopefully you can we can't wait to see you when you get here for a One Night Stand.
You will indeed. Look forward to it.
Thanks, Killian.
Thanks, Killian. Bye.
Cheers. Bye.
There is one more band to be announced. It could be your band. Keep posted because Triple J always putting a unearthed band from the area on the lineup for Triple J's One Night Stand. You could be playing alongside Killian and the dudes from Boy and Bear, alongside Alice in Wonderland, alongside Earth Boy. It's going to be huge. Triplej.net.au for a few more details on that. Hope you're having a good morning. Matt and Alex are here.
Breakfast with Matt and Alex on Triple J.